This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. Part 54 of Peace of the Father we come to today. And we're going to be looking in Isaiah Chapter 53. I believe one of the most amazing, iconic chapters in the entire scripture, where Isaiah is foretelling the coming of the Lord and his death. It is so powerful. Verse 4 says this: "Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was beaten so he could bring us peace. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sin of us all." That is such power. That is such love. And that is such gentle peace that comes from the Father. Another version, the English Standard Version, says this in verse 5: "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace." So Jesus was sacrificed on the cross so that we could have the Father's peace. How amazing is that? What love is that? Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He also said, "Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." That is exactly what Jesus did for us, for you, for me. Every minute, every second of suffering was for you, was for me. And what do we gain? We gain his peace. We gain that love and that peace that passes all understanding. We don't understand it because it comes directly from God. And when we are feeling that peace, when we are feeling that love, It comes from God. It doesn't come from us. It's not manufactured by us. It is coming from God, because that is what He promised to do. Not only that, the Bible says He was whipped so we could be healed. With His wounds, we are healed. All the wounds that Jesus suffered has brought healing to you and I. Not necessarily physical healing, but mental healing. Because God is there to show us the way that He wants us to live. He is there to show us the right way. As verse 6 says, all of us, every single one of us, you and I, all of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We've gone on the wrong pathway. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on Jesus the sin of every single one of us. Do you get that? Do you understand that? So when I did wrong, that sin was laid upon Jesus. When you did wrong, when you sinned, that sin was laid upon Jesus. And every single time we sin, that sin is laid upon Jesus. But He suffered in our place. Jesus was without sin. Yet it was Him who went to the cross. It was Him who suffered. The Bible tells us the Lord turned His face away. He couldn't stand to see the pain of His Son, the pain that God knew Jesus had to suffer in our place to reconcile us with Him. Jesus came to bring that reconciliation between the Father and us, the mediator. He came to bring us peace. He came to bring us joy. He came to bring us love. It is so important that today, right now, you and I, we recognize what Jesus did. And yet, what do? We keep giving the Lord a huge shopping list over and over again. Oh Lord, I need a job. Oh Lord, I need some money. Oh Lord, I need this. Oh Lord, I need that. Oh Father, I need to be healed from this. We give Him a shopping list. And in my estimation, I don't think there should ever be a shopping list again. Jesus knows what we need. The Lord knows what He needs to do in our lives. Yet we bring Him demands after demands after demands. And really and truly, what should we be doing? We should be down on our knees and asking Him to forgive us for the way we've been. We should be on our knees, prostrate before Him. And as we are prostrate, we should be saying, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father, for what You have done. Through the sacrifice of Your Son, Jesus, thank You, Lord, that now I don't face, a life in hell and damnation, but I face a life in glory with my Jesus. I face a life in glory where I can worship you for eternity. Thank you, Lord, that your Son took the punishment that I deserved. Thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes you have made me whole. By your wounds I have been healed. Beloved, if you agree with what I've just said, with that prayer right there, I just need you to say, thank you, Lord, and amen. That's the only words you need to utter. Thank you, Lord, and amen. That's it. Father, we give you the glory and the power that is due your holy name as we worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen and amen.